KDVA Mobile.
KD2BNG.
I guess you just don't have anything else to do but talk on the radio.
It's just a little distracting.
It's a little distracting.
Yeah, you know, most of working with computers involves sitting around waiting. You know, I'm waiting for files to be copied somewhere, or I'm waiting for something to install, or I'm waiting for this, or I'm waiting for that. That's what I like to, you know, back in the days when I did software development. Well, all right, time to do a build. I'm gonna go for lunch.
Sure, you're talking above my pay grade now, so, you know, we can, I can listen to you talk about it. Oh, me. I had to get my wife to help me renew my license this morning. I couldn't even log in to the FCC. It just wouldn't take my login. And then you got to go through a bunch of crap. It's just unbelievable. But we got it done.
Your login was just your FRN number and a password. I think they changed it for about the past year or so that you now need to somehow create an account on the CORS or ULS or whatever it is database. You have to do it that way. That's probably the only reason you had trouble. The way you were, you know, the last time this issue came up was probably, you know, the old way.
Well, it's been 10 years. I honestly can't remember. Let's see, that would have been 13. I just don't remember how I did it. But anyway, you have to jump and do just, you know, pages and pages of it, and you just got to read everything, and you get down to the bottom, and there's this little bitty, little green speck of a thing, and it says continue, and I was missing those.
All that well designed, I've had trouble with it myself.
It's pretty savvy on computers, a lot more than I am, and so I knew if anybody could get it done, she could.
It's not a question of, you know, I tend to reject the term computer savvy because, you know, it's a tool like everything else. You know, it depends on what you're used to. She probably spends more time online than you do. In various places, no doubt some of the shopping websites, but yeah, they're it took me a while to figure out. So, you know, it's not a question of being a computer person. It's just whenever I see something like that, it's, you know, it's a design issue. Here's how I would have done it to make it more obvious, at least to me.
I see if I can hit a repeater here when I get parked.
Press power and see if this works. Still here.
Too bad. Am I hitting the repeater okay?
Fine. I just went from 50 or 45 or 50 watts to 5 watts, so if I'm still in, that's fine. I don't want to blast wattage out of this radio.
Got a little tad of white noise on your signal, but it's not like it's annoying or anything. Certainly, it's lower than your voice, so you're 100% copy. Yeah, I'm kind of down in a hole right here. I'm at TCBY at on the in Orchard Park and right off of Orchard Park Drive, and I'm just down in a hole here, and it's kind of hard to hit the repeater because I drive down this road a lot of times. It's a little cut through to go from Haywood Road to Patewood, and I use it. That's what I use it for, to cut through to get to Patewood.
This is in that region where the signal will just drop out for no apparent reason. But, you know, it's funny how it works sometimes.
I'm gonna get somebody to, with a rig expert that does 2 meters. Mine doesn't go up to 2 meters, so and check my SWR. Of course, I'm changing antennas at the end of the month when the other one gets here, but anyway. Well, I'm sitting here at TCBY and I'm waiting on my wife and my two youngest grandsons. They're both, their first name starts with a G, both their names, so we call them G squared.
As long as you do actually remember their names. When you start to forget the names of the grandkids, then I'd worry.
Remember my grandmother, she was so funny, she would have to go through her three sons' names, and then the dog, and then she'd get to me. And so I came after the dog. That just kind of... I mean, she didn't mean anything bad about it. That's just the way she processed it.
Well, company in Miami and then later in Cleveland. Yeah, my boss's boss, guy by the name of Tony Anthony, or I guess if you expand that out, Anthony, so we would call him Tony Squared.
Several names for people in college, and most of them I can't repeat over the air. So, anyway, oh, me, I tell you. Well, I don't know if I told you, I bought me a Meritron amp, bought it used. It's 750 watts, and it does 15 through 160. Of course, I don't have 160, I just have 8. My radio just goes up down to 80, but anyway, but it's a nice amp, and so I guess the next thing, my next exploration may be DMR. I don't know. I'll have to see about that one.
That expensive, but you know, I don't know enough about it. There's a couple of DMR repeaters. Actually, there might not be DMR repeaters. There might be D-Star or one of the other digital standards. DMR repeaters, I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But you know, there's always fun things to play with. I suppose I could always, if it wasn't this, I could always find something else to do.
You know, there's so many aspects of ham radio. It's just unreal. I mean, you know, if you're getting the hobby, there's got to be something that you'll enjoy doing because there's just so many things to do. So it's just really interesting.
The people who work the ham radio satellite, which would be interesting to try. And, you know, others are into HF, others are into digital, or Morse code, you know, CW, and various digital modes, this and that. I was hearing something whisper, WSTR on HF. What exactly is that? Basically just a beacon format, isn't that all it is?
Cal Glenn, you expect me to know everything about ham radio? It's one of the digital modes, and it's on my WSJT, I think it is, software, what it is. You need somebody like, can't think of Dave's call. Anyway, need somebody else to explain that one to you.
I only came across that recently because I went to the website of, oh, I forget his name, N9YO, I think something, and he was saying something about, we had a lighter than air balloon that was in the, that went around the world like six times. With one of those whisper transmitters. And we think we know what happened to it, but we're not exactly certain. We think NORAD might have shut it down.
Say, I don't know if I'd put anything valuable on a balloon right now, the way things are going. kind of asking to be shot down. You know, it's interesting. Interesting times that we live in. Well, the wife just pulled in the parking lot with the grandkids, so I'm going to have to jump out of here for a few minutes. But enjoy talking with you. But I'm going to have to bail out of here, Glenn. Talk to you later, KB4CPA.
Hey, you expended a $400,000 missile to take down a $40 balloon. Anyway, 73s, I'll talk to you later.